David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Advisor. I am co-host Lisa Urbanski, back today with a guest that I talked to last week. And if you missed that episode, please go back. He has a series on our channel. His name is Hassa Momina. He's been on a journey. He lost 155 pounds. Crazy, right? He is training to do a bodybuilding competition. He is the author of Captain Garuda, A Tale of Bravery, Kindness, and a Big Heart. He just does all the things. I am beyond excited to have you back on the show. Hassan, welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to see you again. And before we get started on today's topic, I just want to send a huge shout out to our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you guys, this show would not be possible. So, Hassan, we're going to talk today a little bit about something that everybody is going to want to know, right? Everybody is going to want to know. Yes. And the topic is how to travel around the world without spending much money. Wow.
There is a word for an author. He said from a long time ago, loving homeland, part of faith. Before, I had the question in my mind, this word from 100 years ago, he said, how the person love his homeland and how the homeland come. After I found the answer, and then I realized that I made a huge mistake, that when we travel in any place, why we spend too much money and we don't enjoy. Let me give an example. The meaning of this word, or the answer for this word, that how can I love, for example, my present homeland if I don't respect their people? This is the key. Like, let me give an example. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's Austrian from the beginning, but he loved to move into America and he wanted to be American. When he moved there, I remember when he used to talk about himself in the TV. He have nothing. He have no pillow, no radio. His friends in the gym voted for him, like he spent nothing, and he became later a rich guy. So how from a guy like that to a rich guy? Because the attitude, like the thing which our parents, why they teach us to be respectable, to accept the the things which is simple, for example, or anything we present it, we must present it with attitude. Like, for example, why people don't like to have a gift sometimes these days? Because they give it by a badly way. So people don't want gift. They just want respect. They don't want money. And this is a reality. Sometimes when you go to country, and you're a stranger guy, but you get shocked that, or everybody got shocked when you're back again, that you looks like, a local person. You don't use a taxi, you use public transportation like any regular person. Even the regular people, sometimes they don't use it. But how he learned that? Because his attitude protect him. Like, for example, when a lot of tourists, when they go to Egypt, a lot of tourists get scammed, like me also. But if by that time, if you have really a good attitude, you will get protection. From the scammers, and this is the reality. And even sometimes when I've been to Dubai for the first time, from a long time ago, last year, to attend the book fair in Sharjah. After the book fair, I was really hungry. It's almost night. I've been to restaurants called Celeraco. It's an Indonesian restaurant. I just ordered fried rice. He said the price is 35. I will make it 25. Means
Okay.
from like almost $10 to something to less than that amount. So
Right.
why he reduced the price without any meaning? Because the attitude. The same thing in everything in life. And people could not ask you money because you're a respectable guy, nice gentleman. And this is everywhere.
So
That's why a lot of tell me.
is it because of the energy that you're giving to them? They can feel your energy. I always say simplify things, be super authentic, be friendly, treat people well. What you give out is what you're going to get back. Do you think that's what it is?
Exactly. Let me give an example. When I've been, for example, to Dubai, how much I spent for each day, like just a small amount of money. And I have a lot of fun. I bought a lot of gifts. An example. And I hear lots of people when they go to Dubai, for example, they spend a lot of money and they don't enjoy. Why? Because you can get whatever you want, the same thing, but different price.
Okay.
And the also, yani, even if you could be respectable in the high level, you could be respectable in the low level, but all this, it will have the same. If you are a respectable guy, nice gentleman, you'll get whatever you want and enjoy. Because I know no matter you have money, there is one stomach and one person to eat who have that money. He cannot eat more. He will kill himself. Yani. The same thing, Yani.
Right. Yeah.
And even to continue the idea, any if you are like a nice gentleman, respectable guy with good attitude, any place you go around the world is your homeland. So welcome in your homeland. This is the whole idea. That's why, Yani, I respect Arnold Schwarzenegger. Why? Because after what he got from the people of California, he wanted to return it back. So he became the governor to help the people of California to rebuild the infrastructure. And this is a good, I respect this is a good opinion. This is something good. And he took the leadership of California within the time it was the state almost to become broken and became the golden state again. And this is a true life story. And I
Wow.
believe this has happened with everyone. Yani, if you are, yani, if you want to give back, I think it should be, but also you should be get back, but no one have to tell you. You have to do it by yourself, and you have to know what's the best way to give it back. Not exactly to be like a governor, but any other way. And everybody will understood that, and I believe that.
I believe everybody has a gift. I believe every single person has a gift and contributes to society in different ways, right? And if people understood what their gift was and actually followed their true path, I think life would look a lot different for a lot of people.
Let me try to give you an example. Unfortunately, the country which I live in, it's in Saudi Arabia, we have a big problem. It's like it should be like united country, but even inside the country, we have a problem with races. And even inside the races, from the same part family, they could fight for each other. And he said, no, because you speak this mistake in the accent. No, you are not a pure 100 Saudi. You are. This is an idiot. This is two idiots. And even a lot of Saudis, they are already Saudis born from Saudi mother and father. And they believe you should not be Saudi because they speak, for example, good English. You don't speak 100% perfect Arabic. No, it's this not the meaning. Yeah, you cannot cancel the identity. That's crazy. But it's kind of bullying. Bullying is the guy who bully on the others don't deserve to have a homeland in any country because no matter where he go, he will never be happy. He will never enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with
It's the
you.
thing,
So,
Yana.
why do you think people bully?
It's failing, or it's feeling inside that he's a failure. Like the
It's
naysayers
they're projecting
inside,
themselves onto other people. That's what I think so
let
too.
me get exactly. Let me give an example. I have a company in Dubai. It's an education company. We provide training For the people who want to go for immigration outside to get job opportunity, because most the common people who want to go immigration, they don't have good skills, they don't have nothing, they don't have any knowledge about immigration or going outside, so they cannot go. So in our company, we provide these services. The first step, unfortunately, to bring people, there are lot of phone calls we receive it, but even when they calling asking, they are too negative. Okay, just come for the, just come. It's a free event. Come, and later we discuss if it's right or wrong. It's not in another country. It's inside your city. Don't worry. No. Too much negative. No, this is not the right way. The chicken, it will not come to you to eat it in your bed. You have to go to get to buy it at least. At least to go to the grocery. Yani, in the reality, I didn't ask you to work to buy it. I just asked you to buy it. It's a good grocery. You have the money. Just come. And you don't want. You want to come to the bed. No, it's not like that. So this negative thinking, when he too much negative, what's going to happen? He will feel he's a failure. So when he see his nearby friend, which he feel that he's more failure, he become successful. He bullied him. Put his bad feeling. This is a reality.
Yeah,
So
it's
the
too bad.
devil, I know the devil when he make someone to hurt his brother or whatever, his neighbor or so on, or his sister. That's because too much negative. He said no. In the beginning, before the negative, he said you have all what you need. Stop working. Relax. I know relax is good, but we have to continue working later. Because it's part of part of our humanity to work. But after that, he become he felt couple failing because he don't do anything, and then he look at the others what they achieve. And after long time for their achieving and doing nothing in his chair, he become jealous, and then he become bullies and the others. He said, why he like that? We deserve more. No, it's not like that. Some people in the competitions like Olympics, you see some people, they looks like now they will never win like that, but they did all the best. They work hard. So usually they say, do your best, let God do the rest. So you could
Oh, I
see
love that. I love that.
something unusual happen. Something unusual happened in the competition. It's uncommon. It's unbelievable. Something like for the winners, or we don't know, it's like from the God. And then this guy who take care for every time he invests all his time, he win the competition. And it was unexpected. And this reality always happened in the Olympics. Yani new athletes in the Olympics from unknown countries or countries didn't achieve anything. He or she achieved the golden medal. Like what happened for Philippines, the first golden medal in the history of Olympics in 2022.
Yeah,
Or you can say 2021, yeah, sorry. I
the
know.
universe delivers what we deserve, right? What we put out there, they give it back. And you know those people you're talking about that are like jealous and they're bullies, I always like try and send them love and try and like give them like, 'cause they're hurting inside, right? I almost feel really bad for those people.
The same thing, to be honest with you, Yanni. Think about what's we gonna lose if we tried. At least, let's say we have nothing to do. Let's do something better than nothing. Yanni, I have a friend. Mashallah, he's thinking positively. He's working like in Uber. He said, "It's not my job, but better than nothing." So, what's your job? Jobless. Okay, it's good. This is positive thinking. And by the time he start collecting the money from Uber, and then he start he got married for the first time, and then he start his own business from the money which he collected from Uber, because he don't spend all the time delivering people. He spent some time for his dreams and achieve it. And he said, I
Wow.
love to be jobless. Jobless is a free man, do whatever he wants. I like this thinking. It's good. So it's okay even if be jobless. I mean, it's not a problem. At least you do something and you feel it's good for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is good for you. So tell us more.
Let me give an example. Imagine when you want to go for a holiday, for example, to Egypt, you need, for example, airline tickets. The first step, first you need flights. So I think now, with the technology, with a lot of opportunities, you don't need to get a job. You can just work and delivering food or delivering people by car, if you have a car. And after you collect this amount for the ticket, you have some hotels you can enjoy for a holiday wherever you want. Plus, you could have job opportunity. Like, let me give an example. For someone, sometimes we give an advice. If you have B1, B2 visa to USA, it's a tourist visa, you can have a job or interview and get job opportunity there. An example. And even some people, when they go, let's say for Americans who want to go to another country, but they don't want to spend money.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
They don't, because they don't have pocket. So there are so many applications. It's like, I think, I forget the name of the application, but the idea is to find a job opportunity to offer for them a job from in this app, in this country, for this family, like teaching English, work in a farm, work in a hotel like that, and you get money, plus your accommodation will be free. So you don't need to spend anything. You just need to spend your ticket. That's it. A lot of people, they go like that. Plus, you
Wow.
will not be alone. You will be with the people, so you don't speak that much. So, plus, I get free money. So why
Wow.
is it that much? This is a reality, and it's acceptable. The same thing, like when I go to Indonesia sometimes, because my wife Indonesia, I go to schools to teach Arabic language, and sometimes if I have opportunities to teach fitness, like that, and then I go home like that and enjoy. This
Yeah.
is a
Yeah.
reality.
Simplify, right? Like simplify.
There are a lot of people from Germany, from Deutschland, like that, or you can say it's Netherlands. They left Netherlands or Germany and they moved to Indonesia. They create a residence card there. It's easy. And then they stay there as a teachers. They teach as a freelancers. And some of them, they do freelancing job like designers, online jobs, remote jobs. So that's why they don't need to stay in Netherlands or whatever. So that's why they can stay there and enjoy their life. Have a holidays, less spending. And so many people, they do like that. And some of them, they get married from there. And they have a wonderful life. Why not? Everybody do that. Imagine like when you watch the Pokemon, why it was so trended? Because it make you feel to go outside to discover the world and traveling. The same thing. It's you can do it in the reality by remote jobs like that, and your good personality is enough to get a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
Like the English teachers, the same thing.
English teachers.
English teachers, like so many English teachers from America, when they have
Yes.
already the license to teach English, they go. They got a lot of countries as a tourist, and they work as a teacher. From what they collect, they spend it for their day, and they enjoy with their family. They stay like 1, 2, 3 months and enjoying back again, if they want. The same thing with everybody. This is how to travel. Imagine it's a journey, like to do a lot of things. Yeah, and you can work, you can have a leisure, but of course, when you travel alone. You can't have all the time leisure because you could feel boring. So you need to do something. So it's okay to discover new friends. And now there are a lot of applications. Like if you go, for example, to country and you need someone with you, or if you want like to discover new groups for bowling, for badminton, for football, and you go with them and enjoy like meetup, like a lot of apps. Not only meetups, even there are apps in Asia, Southeast Asia, you can discover a lot of people.
Yeah, we just went to Mexico on a vacation and we made friends with so many people. It was so much fun. What's your favorite vacation? Where have you been, Hassan?
I've been Indonesia, of course.
Yeah.
My wife homeland,
Oh,
because let me
wow.
honest with you, we don't spend that much our family there, so most of the time we're going with them. Like because let's say my wife family, they are from the top society, the governors, they are from in the parliament, they're politicians, so that's why we don't need to spend that much. We go with them. They just call us, come with us, let's enjoy together. That's it. That's what we do.
Nice.
So we don't spend that much. Even if you go by yourself, maybe you didn't need to spend that much. You can use all the transportation easily. But
Yeah.
anyway, we didn't spend that much because we have our family there. That's why we can enjoy. Yani, let me answer with you. What's the benefit of going a holiday I will not enjoy? This is the point. Even making a holiday like a new home for you, it's possible. Creating like a homeland by only respecting the people. That's it. Have a good attitude. These things which our parents, which they used to teach us from the beginning, it was not just important for school or for work. It's for everything in life, even for going to heaven. That's why loving homeland is faith. Because it's coming from a complex of things, yani. That's it.
Wow. Yeah.
This is the whole idea how we travel abroad without spending that much.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So many people travel and spend so much money, and I love how you just simplify things for everyone, and you're about the simple things and like giving positivity. You're going to get positivity. Those things are so important, Hassan.
Yeah, even the people when they apply, for example, for US visa, they look at for their attitude. They don't focus in the bank statement. You could have a huge amount, but their attitude looks like he don't have a goal, why you want to go, and
Right.
looks like a robotic answer, looks weird, so they reject his visa, whatever he
Right.
want or whatever his situation. But because this is the reality, I mean, when you will not go to make a travel, so you will go for something specific. Like when I ask in the when they instead them, I say my stepmother is American, I just go for this holiday vacation, like that,
Yeah.
and a clear answer, and then they give me the visa without even asking bank statement.
Right.
And usually they ask, but they didn't ask me, they didn't check, they said approved directly in less than 5 minutes.
For
But
you must have a
this is what
really good
happened usually.
attitude.
Even the same thing, usually when you apply for a job or for scholarship, they must make for you interview. If your attitude to, but of course, will not get a job opportunity or even a scholarship. Everything about the personality, even for
Agree.
getting married, have a discover a new love, have a girlfriend or get or fiance or the other part, without personality, without building yourself, your skills, you'll never achieve anything. Now, fortunately, I see a lot of people when they graduate from university, they never get married because their personality is really bad. It looks like yani freak, something like that.
Right. Yeah. So why do you think that is?
I think maybe, let me give an example. Before, I remember when I used to be a kid in school, most parents in my school, in our schools, they used to say for their kids, if you didn't be a doctor or engineer, you will never be a human being. You are not our son.
Wow.
And even when he used just a small, not full degree, half of the degree, their parents waiting for him to get a slap, give him a slap. So that's why he built phobia and destroyed his personality. So when you ask him in the last year of the high school, what you would like to be, say doctor or engineer, to be a human being. That's it. Okay, what do you want to be a doctor? For what a doctor? There are a lot of things in doctor. You want to be dentist, you want to be, no, I don't know, I just want to be a doctor. Okay, this, okay, engineer, what do you want to engineer? I don't know, just engineer. That's it. That's the kill person. That's a, yani, like a walk, a zombie, like you can say. He cannot work. And even when he graduates from university as a doctor or engineer, he cannot get any opportunity because even he don't have any personality how to apply the first steps. That's why lot
Exactly.
of the gov local governments try to recruit them because they try to help them. But unfortunately, because the basic is bad, this principle is bad, so the effect for the work, it was worse. When someone has a personality at work, one person, everybody become jealous, and the same environment in school, unfortunately, you see it at work. Bullying and what like that, and so many things bad. The same thing in the work, at work, exactly. Yani things is not professional, but this always happen. Even sometimes you see in coffee shops too, in barista, you could they could fight because both of them they didn't have personality.
Yeah, exactly. You're so smart. You're so yeah, you're so smart. Thank you for all of your amazing tips.
Sorry for that. It's okay.
Yes. Hassan, can you just tell everybody about the book that you wrote and why you wrote it, what it's about, where we can find it?
When I wrote this book, before I start writing, it was just an idea. Before I used to love the super the comics books like a kid's Superman, Batman. I wished to create a real superhero. And put it like a touch from my life personality. So the whole book is talking about a baking man in Indonesia, a bipolar baking man. Usually the bipolar, most of them, they have amazing personality. So usually the extrovert, nobody when nobody bites, they give it for orphan house. Usually the bread when it's presented in Indonesia is like a luxury, something yani amazing, especially for orphans, it's amazing. Especially when he package it, when he ordered the stuff with chocolate, with so many things, with some hot dogs, or like in the sandwiches. That's incredible for the kids. And I tried to describe that because a necklace he wear it, that necklace he got it from an old lady. He used to help her to reach to the up in the mountain. So she gave him a reward. The reward which she gave it to him is like, you know, the most successful guys in the world, because they good personality, and help someone, a stranger. That stranger, he don't know him, but he's a famous guy or rich guy or known guy in this community. He give him this reward. So that reward, he give him the necklace, give him a wings to fly. The
I love
trust,
that.
exactly. The trust. When you have a trust, it's part of a good attitude. The
Yes.
trust make all the gates open for everything. Yani, you could have a business, you could spend lots of money, but why doesn't it succeed? Because the trust doesn't build. So you have to focus in anything in your life, whatever business or going outside or getting married, to build the trust with the other part to be successful. Now these days the trust is looks like yani uncommon like, or like a rare things in the world, like a diamond or something more value than the diamond. It's something it's become more rare. The person who have a trust yani and who know how to act right by the right way.
Yeah,
Because
trust is
everybody
hard to
lost
find.
their faith in God, and that's why they could do anything for collecting anything. That's why building that trust is not that easy. So that's what the whole idea. And also, when he got that necklace, the power, they're also bad guys. This is what happened every day in our reality life. When you get something because you trust, you will get also enemies. Like the same stories in Spider-Man. He didn't have any enemies. He just had bullies around him. When he got the power, he got great enemies. one by one, within the stories of the Superman, no matter we see parts, we see crazy enemies. This is
Crazy,
the same
right?
thing in our reality life. It's like a series. Yeah, to be honest with you, it's a whole lot. Our whole life is a movie. There
Totally.
is a script written by the God. We just live the script. That's it. We cannot read it. When we know the script, when it's done, خلاص. We'll see it in the history. But we
Yeah.
cannot see a book about the history from the future. Cannot be. The history
You're
is
right.
history. It's finished.
You're right.
That's why you just live the moment. And trusting God, because if you did the right thing, the God will give you the best thing you wish in your life, no matter what it was. Just do the right thing. If you do it, you will take it. Don't worry. That's fine. Don't think too much about the
Yes.
future. When you should think about the future, at the end of the day, the whole day focus about yourself, your daily task. And at the end of the day, it's okay to think about the future, to fix about your mistakes like that. That's it.
Yeah, focusing on living in the moment is so important. And
Exactly.
so many people get caught up in worrying about the next hour even. And it's powerful if you can stay living minute to minute and being grateful for everything and focusing. People have a hard time focusing now on tasks because their mind is thinking 10 days ahead, right? So, yeah, the importance of staying in the moment and being, worrying about the things later.
I'll tell you something. I remember there were like a Palestinian guy who used to live with us in Indonesia. I told him, brother, I know you lost your land one day, but this is your homeland. This is your new homeland. Don't worry about
Right.
that. That God gives you something. That God gives you a better people. It's okay. You are happy now with us. You have everything. You don't need anything in your life.
I love that. I love that.
It's enough,
Hassan,
yeah.
we're, yeah.
Like what the people talk from you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
That's it, sorry.
exactly. Amazing. Hassan, it has been an amazing time with you today. We're almost out of time. Would you tell all of our audience where they can find you, where they can find your book?
They can find it in all bookstores like Amazon, like Walmart, eBay, and even if they would like to go to offline bookstores, they can find it in most US bookstores. And it's available
Amazing.
worldwide.
Wow. Okay, perfect. So we'll have that in the show notes for everyone so they can have easy access to find your book. And then what is the Captain Garuda channel?
You can search Captain Garuda Indonesia in YouTube, or you
Okay.
can just write Captain Garuda in Google search. You can find me easily.
Amazing.
It
Oh
looks
my
like a
gosh.
Superman. It's like a Batman, but with yellow tack. That's
Okay.
Captain
Cool.
Garuda.
Awesome. Well, I love how you simplify things for everybody. And you're right. What we give out is what we get back. And humans just need to be good people. Personality is huge. All those little things make a big difference in the life that you live and the quality of your life and what you attract back into your world, right?
Right.
Amazing. Well, Hassan, are you going to be back with us soon on the show?
Inshallah.
Awesome.
No
Okay,
problem.
good.
Inshallah means, of course, don't worry.
Shala means, of course, or awesome. I learned something today. Awesome. Well, I really look forward to it. I love having these conversations with you, and the audience just loves hearing from you. So thanks for being here.
McCarthy.
And thank you guys for being here today. I'm Lisa Urbanski from The Advisor. That was Hassan Momina, and he's in Saudi Arabia, and just such a wealth of knowledge, and has this amazing, amazing book. So check him out. Check out the last couple episodes, and thank you so much for being here. And until next time, we'll see you later.